Good morning. My name is Michael McCusker. Today is the second day of Christmas. Two turtle doves that represent the Old and New Biblical Testaments. It is the fourth day of Hanukkah and the first day of the week-long celebration of Kwanzaa. Now that the 21st century is departing its adolescence in years, if not in attitude, I wish to conclude 2019, this day after Christmas, with poetry by children who are now adults, perhaps with children of their own. Most of these poems are from the 1998 edition of Anthology of Poetry by Young Americans, a gift from a friend many years ago. And also a few poems from local young poets who contributed to my now out-of-print radical rag, the North Coast Times Eagle, and who are now also adults. I dedicate today's program to the late Michael Toccini, who died of a heart attack in spring 2001. She was a central pillar and godmother of KMUN during its formative years, and she is especially remembered for her work with children at the station and in the North Coast community. A mother of two grown children, she established September Classical Music Month at KMUN to educate children in particular in classical styles, and also she worked through children's choral groups in schools and churches as a volunteer. Her voice I particularly remember of her, clear and resonant, the natural voice that makes radio a vividly intimate medium far superior to television. If indeed a sound from this noisy, clamorous earth ever reaches out beyond to the ears of other sentient species, I hope her voice to be our introduction to the cosmos. And now I start with the poetry, with Samantha Glover, age 9, Happiness. There once was a place where trees, animals, plants, fish, butterflies, birds, and happiness lived. But now that the fire came, the trees and plants are dead, and the animals, birds, and fish fled. Now sadness came, and the smoke covered the blue sky and the sun. But the clouds came and poured rain. Now the fire is dead. The land is alive again. The birds and the fish are back. Moms and dads have children now. The sun and the blue sky are back too. The land seems fresh, and new seedlings cover the land. The happiness is back. This is the time of new growth. And that was Samantha Glover, age 9. And by the way, in this book, the locales or the states in which the children lived in or the cities are not mentioned. The ones I will mention are the ones from the North Coast when I read their poetry. A wonderful winter. Winter's the best time of year. It's always full of cheer, the bustling around of shopping as the days of the calendar keep dropping. Christmas time is full of spirit. If you listen, you will hear it. Everywhere there's people singing, and the instruments are dinging. Winter's full of snow, so you can play in it with bow, throwing snowballs at each other until you get told on by your brother. Snuggling up close by the fire after sledding into a briar with a cup of hot cocoa in my hand and humming along to Walking in a Winter Wonderland. And that was by Margaret Kuwensi, age 13. Christmas. Red and white stripes, pines that are green, bright wrapped packages tied tight with string. Wreaths hang on doors adorned with small snowflakes. Cookies and pies are what my mom bakes. Snowmen stand still, stuck in snowdrifts. People exchange many nice gifts. Christmas lights twinkle, little bells ring, and on top of the tree, my angel will sing. And that was Sarah Sherman, age 12. It's Christmas morning. My family and I are in the living room. The lights are on in the tree. Sadie barking with glee. Presents are all around, under the tree, on the ground, the aroma of chocolate in the air. Someone put a bow in Sadie's hair, passing out presents to everyone, lots of talking, lots of fun. Looking out the window, on the heater I sit there, watching snowflakes fall through the air. It's Christmas morning. And that was Kevin Earhart Sutton, age 12. A family is like a flock of sheep. A family is like a flock of sheep, running wild and free, spending time together. The rest of the flock are like friends, helping each other back to health if sick, and protecting the young if in danger. And that was Matthew Gass, age 10. My eyes. My eyes pose as the glasses I would need if my eyes were not to see these objects of life. My eyes let me see nature's beauty. My eyes are a deep sea green, which people can mistake a brown from their distance. My eyes' pupils, the inner heart of an eye, lead me to believe the scenes I've been told to look for. My eyes make it possible to see a squirrel scurry by. My eyes make it possible to see a leaf fall from a pine tree. My eyes warn my brain of a log I am to trip over. My eyes look at a kitten's glowing eyes, straight back at me in the midnight's blackness. My eyes look at the clock's ticking to let me know what time of day this is. These are my eyes. This is for me, my life. My eyes lead me to believe the past and future. And that was by Brittany Eileen Lukens, age 11. Birds. Blue jays, robins, sparrows, blue, red, black, whoosh, whoosh, cheep, cheep, chirp, chirp, flying, fluttering, singing happily, black swift, crow, quail, gray, black, white, whoosh through the trees, swift through the wind, chirp, chirp, whisper, whisper, screech, screech, singing happily, woodpecker, magpie, goldfinch, black, blue, gold, sweep, sweep, whoosh, whoosh, swish, swish, swift, swift, screech, screech, cry, cry, chirp, chirp, crying through the wind, eagle, chickadee, vireo, black, gray, orange, scream, screech, cry, cry, swift, swish, cheep, chirp, flying, fluttering, swishing right along, creeper, nuthatch, kinglet, brown, blue, black, screech, scream, swish, whisper, whine, cheep, chirp, cry. They go on and on. And that was Sarah McMillan, age 8. Why dinosaurs died. Why dinosaurs died, I really do not know. The meat eaters, the plant eaters, or the big ones in the sky. How did it happen? Why? A catastrophic comet, the climate by and by, the changes in the earth, I just can't decide. Was it a drought or a plague that spread around? Whatever the reason, I think it should be found. For many possibilities, they all drop to the ground. Or too many babies and few of the plants they need. Their fate was coming. Population wouldn't succeed. For if they are still living, it truly doesn't show. If no one has a clue, the world may never know. And that was by Maggie Mateo Crawford, age 10. Jolly Macaulay. My teacher is Jolly Macaulay. She loves to play with dollies, and what she eats is purple red beets. And when she teaches our class, she always lets everyone pass, and no one is ever last. And while we play in math, she talks to our pet rat. We got him instead of a bat. Jolly Macaulay is so, so fun, but we work a ton. Once she went to London and read a book by Sarah Dundon. She brought it to our class, and we read it as our first task. And that's my story, all about Jolly Macaulay. And that was by Sarah Bomer, age 9. Air Once Before. The air once before could have been the last breath of a dinosaur. The air once before could have been a stinking monkey brushing his hair, or President Lincoln walking down the stairs. The air once before could have been a pirate from a pirate scene, or a breath of Walt Disney making Cinderella, or a famous cook baking Jell-O. The air once before could have been pollution, but even still, the famous breath we breathe in. And that was by Kirsten Mahoney, age 11. Good night, good night. The sun is sleeping, the day is done. Good night to everyone. Good night to the birds. Good night, good night to the bright sun. Good night to the whole earth. And good night to the blue-green sea. Good night to the blue sky. And good night to me. And that was by Amanda True, age 9. Her name is spelled the Vietnamese way. T-R-I-E-U. A book. You take me away from reality in a whisper at the turn of each page. My mind gets trapped within you. If it weren't for you, I would have no exile from my life. You can be angry or mellow. Your feelings are eternal. And you can show me your pain, but you are just pieces of paper. How can you achieve all of this? You, I applaud for all the knowledge you carry. You alone can teach a person to be a genius. And you alone can teach a person to care or hate. Your power is neither positive or negative, but you can be used as either one. You may have words that might make you think, but the truth is always hidden. If I put you down, you may taunt me, but you are just pieces of paper. You cannot form any actions yourself. So then I ask, where does all the knowledge come from, and where does the truth lie? And that's by Christopher I. Del Rosario, age 13. Death Bang. Martians, humans, aliens, even animals having war on Mars, ammo flying everywhere, things dead in seconds. And when this sad war ended, tiny bugs started appearing, growing into larger things, re-inhabiting the universe again. And that was by Daryl, D-A-R-I-L. Vilhena, age 10. Growing trees. Trees. Trees, they are full of bees. A bear climbs up to get the honey. Trees grow big and bold, and they do grow to get very old. Trees grow from a single seed, grow slow with care and light. They grow on through day and night. And that was by Rudy Gargioni, age 11. Honesty. Honesty is a violet purple. It sounds like the ripping wind. It tastes of juicy watermelon. Honesty smells like wet morning dew. It looks new and scared. Honesty makes me feel like I am being pushed by fresh air. And that was Amy Leverton, age 12. Forgetting. I thought I could forget you and your small, white, dainty face. Your quiet, sorrowed sweetness, childish innocence and grace. But this dark sky above me holds a thousand shining eyes, and in each I see your face, telling me your last goodbyes. I thought I could forget you out upon this desert plain, but the winds that blow these sands know the music of your name. The flicker of my campfire draws your white face every line, frightened then as if you knew your life left you and not mine. Lonely sands and wind and stars whisper memories anew, and my heart is asking how I could stop remembering you. Dedicated to everyone who has lost a loved one. Shandell Richards Braun, age 15. War Within. There is a war going on. It's like the Civil War all over again. But this war isn't inside a country. This war is a war within, this perpetual struggle within. This war has been going since the beginning of time. This war will go on for an eternity. This war shall never cease. This war started with Adam and Eve. The unsolvable mystery is, when will this war cease? But an even greater mystery, who will win? Will it be good or evil? And that was by Augustine Rodriguez, and no age was given. Spring. Spring is happiness, joy, and growth of all things such as birds, plants, trees, animals, and humans. Spring is where everything is very nice, and little animals are everywhere, and flowers are filled with joy. And that is by Daryl Vilhena again, still age 10. Oliver in October. Oliver changed olive oil in an automobile at Oliver's Auto Shop in autumn in October. And that was by Oliver Skinner, age 11. Air. New growth is clear. It sounds silent and tastes fresh. It smells alive and looks clear. New growth feels smooth. And that was by Allison Stevenson, age 8. Cat and mouse. In this world, there are predators and prey. Cat and mouse, life and death. There was a treehouse, a mouse, and a cat. The sun rose one morning, and so did the mouse. But the cat was outside and almost caught him. He got away in time, but the next morning he got caught, and the cat ate him. And that was Matthew Hellman, age 10. The ocean. The waves are like dancers dancing on the shoreline. Each grain of sand is like a little person living in an underwater town. Each feels a little different as they sift through my fingers. The sharks are like big clouds in the sky, hovering over everyone with power, scraping along on the ocean floor, listening, waiting. The seaweed and kelp are gracefully moving from side to side as the minnows weave in and out of it. The coral reefs are big castles for the king and queen seahorses with their golden crowns. The caves are dungeons holding small crustaceans to large salmon prisoners as they hide away from the guards, hoping to make their escape without becoming prey to sharks or fishermen. And that was by Britann Schwartz, age 11. Now are come the days of leaves. They talk with the wind. I hear them talk of their mourning days. They whisper of the hoods they wear. Today they talk of the time before their mourning days. They tell how they were a part of the earth and the air before their tree mourning days. In gray days of winter, they go back to earth again, but they do not die. And that was by Opal Whittley, perhaps age 7 in 1905 when she wrote it. And it's from Opal Whittley, The Journal of an Understanding Heart, which was published in 1920. And from Walden, Cottage Grove, Oregon, is where she was raised. New Year's fun. New Year's is a time to make resolution, to do something better than you did last year, and to have fun at New Year's parties, to stay at other people's houses and watch movies. But I hope you don't get in a car wreck. And that was by Jamie Linton, age 8, from Estacada, Oregon, 1988. Hidden. In a distant place, during distant times, people are still people. Generation after generation of changes, yet nobody truly understands what makes a person go around. Unpredictable, always changing, each person different from another. A person who follows another has not yet found themselves. The real problem is hidden underneath the cover of someone else. But they are still there, somewhere, somewhere deep inside. Why is it harder to be yourself than to be like someone else? Time after time, you realize that this is true. It doesn't seem it should be this way, but things that should never seem to be. And that was Jamie Linton, age 16 this time. Peace. Peace. You should love, not hate. Hate is bad, and so is war. I do not like war. Many people have lost their lives in war. They should stop having war. We should be free from war. And those that want war made a bad decision. No more war. No more war. No more war. No more war at all. And that was by Lily Duffel, age 7, Astoria, Oregon, 2003. And another by Lily. Hello, moon. Hello, moon. Hello, hello. Welcome to this world. Welcome to a world where animals and humans roam, the earth. Welcome to a world of many different colors. Welcome to a world of many different cultures and religions. Welcome to this world, moon. And that was Lily Duffel, age 9, 2 years later in 2005. Mute swan. Snow-white features, but with eyes as black as obsidian and a bright orange bill of tropical paradise, is the swan. Its neck is tall and broad, with two black eyes to gaze down upon its reflection on the smooth, cool, crystal-clear water. Its tail is as soft as down, and its color may be of the dove, but its wings are of the eagle, but not a sound, not even a hushed whisper, is uttered from the beautiful cygnet, for it is a mute swan, silent all its life, and even when touched, the swan is as quiet as a thought. And that was by Margaret Bowler, age 9, Astoria, Oregon, 1998. And when she was about 4 years old, she started telling bedtime stories with her father on KMUN. Lloyd Bowler is her dad. And another one by Margaret, this time age 11. After War. Here, over bloodstained, craggy, barren soil, the tattered banner waves high above the final battlegrounds, where hundreds slaughtered lie in eternal sleep, their blood tinting the dirt. The banner flies, held up by the wind, witness to desolation until time itself tears the fabric remnants from the pole and everything crumbles to dust. And that was by Margaret Bowler, this time age 11. Chalices. I will not touch your ears with silver. The tears of children are being poured into chalices as wine. The time is said to hide from listening. And that was by Cher Zanera Waksmuth, age 15, Portland, Oregon, 1970. The game without rules, I've played it well. Why is it said I can play only once? Approaching the finish, where I must decide, the game is over. I choose to begin. Sleep passes over me as I reach out and take his brother's hand. And that was by Deborah Kamali, age 15, Portland and Cannon Beach, Oregon, 1981. Rain. I can hear it on my roof, pounding in my ears, spreading calmness everywhere, washing away all fears. I love to hear it rain, especially like this. It sounds like a baby's first laugh. It sounds like a lover's first kiss. I will miss it so much when the rain goes away, or if I leave this place. But I know in my heart, always sweet, always true, the rain will forever stay. And that was by Jesse Duncan, age 15, Astoria, Oregon, 2001. And I have a song. I have a song I never sing, but it is in my dream. And that's by Timmy Norton, age 7. And now, I would like to read Verse for Older Children by Bill Burton. I think I shall never see a book of verse written by me. And that's what Burton wrote back in 73. Bill Burton died in Astoria in December 2001 at age 73. He spent the last 5 years of his life in Astoria, after much of it as a merchant sailor, and his youth as an orphan raised in New York. He lived nearly 30 years in Portland. He did live to see a book of verse written by him, published just before his death by stroke and incipient cancer. These poems are from that book, Verse for Older Children, which he had printed for friends and from other publications such as the North Coast Times Eagle. I knew him for a long time before he moved to Astoria. All animals in chorus. There never was a plan more suitable for man than going to the moon. May you all leave soon. On Cooking a Goose. Working from her own recipe, she peeled the skin all around, exposing trembling sinew and nerve ends, exposing as well the purpled hurts, the yellowed strands of self-rejection. There a shriveled peach pit heart, a quivering liver choked with bile. After a time, she looked it over, basting with juices, simmering darkly. When all was done, she simply left it, having really no appetite for goose. Furnished Room, Writer's Block. The muse whispered at the keyhole of his mind. He let her in, cautioning about the clutter. She smiled and unzipped a corner of the room, unzipped the ceiling and down the farther end. They stood in other walls of his head. She urged against one wall and another, raising the ceiling to an outer world. He complained of the dark and cold, standing in other walls of his head. An axe was swung in all directions, the room reduced to a child's toy block. The muse fled through the keyhole of his mind as he stood in the four walls of his head. Michael Marsh, poet. The poem ended, "You lie in your grave, gray with exhaustion, as in life unkempt, wrinkled as your brow, retaining the wonder." Beneath the Valley of the Kings. In sarcophagus, within sarcophagus, within sarcophagus, the mummy smiles, thinking of the good times he did have, the golden days, the nights brighter than gold, and he smiles, recalling the further truth, all lives are but dreams of the ancient ones. The party is over. All credit cards nationally canceled. America's Elm Street shades are drawn. Women and children under pastel bedding lie stunned before TV static and snow. Manly beer bellies soured and gaseous. The boneheads under hard hats are crushed as military industrials foreclose on the land. Now, matriarchal scout cookies are crumbled, the air let out from all our balloons. And that was Verses for Older Children, Just a Few Selections by Bill Burton. And now a poem by Donald Justice. On the deaths of friends in childhood. We shall never meet them bearded in heaven, nor sunning themselves among the bald of hell. If anywhere in the deserted schoolyard at twilight, forming a ring, perhaps, or joining hands, in games whose very names we have forgotten. Come, memory, let us seek them there in the shadows. And that was On the Deaths of Friends in Childhood by Donald Justice. And this is Michael McCusker. Happy New Year. After that, the 2020 political deluge.